Hey, it's me, Tony T, and this is your Nerd of Godcast Daily Devo. A few years ago, I was really into the game Portal and Portal 2, and I even bought a collectible prop replica Portal gun from NECA. It was amazing. It was life-size, it lit up, it made sound effects, it was really, really cool. Well, my son, he really enjoyed it too, and one day he asked if he could hold it. So I let him. He was little, but he's pretty responsible with things. So as he was firing it off and making the colors change, all of a sudden I saw a look of panic come over his face. He looked at me and I realized something had happened. He handed me the portal gun with a guilty look and I realized that the switch had broken off in his hand. And he was so afraid and so upset. And as I took the portal gun, I flipped it over and I looked at it and I realized it was in fact broken, probably in a way to where it couldn't be fixed. And I was immediately overcome with a sense of regret because it was expensive and really hard to find and it would be next to impossible for me to replace. Tears began welling up in his eyes and I put my hand reassuringly on his shoulder. He was just a little guy, about 7 years old. And I said, "Son, it's okay. I know you didn't do it on purpose. I know you didn't do it on purpose." And at that, he began to wail out and cry and say, "Why aren't you mad at me? Why aren't you mad at me?" I put the portal gun down and I scooped him up into my lap and I said, "Because you are more important to me than the thing that you broke." As I comforted him, I realized something about God's love and about his nature that I'd never been able to put my finger on before. You see, we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We've all made mistakes and done things that we're not proud of. But no matter what we've done, no matter how far we've fallen, God never is so far away that he can't reach out to us, offering us love and grace. The Bible says in Romans chapter 5, verse 20, that God's law was given so that all people could see how sinful they were. But as people sinned more and more, God's wonderful grace became more abundant. No matter what you've done, no matter what mistakes you may have made, just know that God is right there, waiting to take you in his arms, to offer you grace and forgiveness, because whatever area you've fallen short in, he loves you way more than the thing that you've broken. That's the kind of grace that we have from God, and that's the kind of grace that we should give to each other. Well, that is all the time that we have for today. For more Nerd of Godcast fun, visit us online at nerdofgodcast.com or come hang out with us across all the social medias at Nerd of Godcast. We'd love to chat with you, connect with you, and exchange whimsical animated gifts with you. I'm Tony T for the Nerd of God Daily. Until next time, I ain't got to go home, but I've got to get my broken portal gun and get up out of here.